The food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 100... Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Kitchen. The Pentagon is sending hundreds of US Marines to Los Angeles following days of protests against migrant deportation raids. Meanwhile, the California governor, Gavin Newsom, says Donald Trump has ordered a further 2,000 National Guard troops to the city. The US president has defended the deployment, with critics calling it reckless and pointless. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, says the situation is escalating.
It's the first time that National Guard have been deployed on American streets in contravention of the governor of the state where the Guard come from since 1965. The authorities in Los Angeles will view this, I think, once again as another inflammatory escalation by Donald Trump.
The Conservatives say the government should apologise to pensioners who lost their winter fuel payments last year. In a major U-turn, the Chancellor Rachel Reeves has confirmed 9 million people over the age of 66 will now receive the allowance. The government has committed more than £14 billion to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. The Treasury says the move will create thousands of jobs, but campaign groups claim ministers have not come clean about the full cost of the project. And the American musician Sly Stone, who fronted the band Sly and the Family Stone, has died at the age of 82. He was considered a pioneer of early funk music in the late 1960s and early 70s. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Just making a head start for Tuesday, Bill Overton on Classic FM. Our time again for the Hall of Fame. 10 ballet scores on the countdown. Here come two in a row.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. This is Classic FM.
Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for this morning. So it was Bach's Brandenburg Concertos that helped Pak Choi to grow, according to a department at Oxford University. I'm just wondering about the green-fingered effect of Aaron Copland and his simple gifts. You tell me. The Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra just there, Zubin Mehta, was conducting. That's the highest of Aaron Copland's two entries on the current Hall of Fame, from Appalachian Spring, his ballet score, and before it, Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Waltz. We heard the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Satie, no point asking about Satie being green-fingered. He only ate white food. Thank you. That is Six Nocien Climbers on the Classic FM Hall of Fame. The number five there, played by Joanna McGregor. Our Hall of Fame hour this morning, a little later at 9 o'clock, will include Mahler's Symphony Number 1, The Titan. Fantastic. Dan Walker here for that later. Angry Birds, it says here on the school run at 8.15 for a bit of fun. Dan Walker here with Classic FM Breakfast from 6.30.
the most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Headresting pair for you, Forays in Paradisum, performed there by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and the Choir of King's College, Cambridge. And before it, Morton Lawrence's Amanium Mysterium, which I so enjoyed playing you the other night. I thought we'd do it again, but in a slightly different way. That violin and orchestra arrangement, and Akiko Myers performing with the Philharmonia Orchestra. Bill Overton on Classic FM, June 10th, birthdays then in your Culture Club today, if it's your big day. Gordon Burns, the broadcaster, presented Krypton Factor for something like 20 years, I think, 83 today. The composer Mark Anthony Turnage, 65. Shirley Owens was lead singer with the Shirelles, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, the first time a girl group ever got to number one in the US, that is. The Shirelles. Shirley Owens is 84. Maxie Priest, the singer, 64 today. And Elizabeth Hurley, 60. I was watching Four Weddings and a Funeral the other night. I hadn't seen it for ages. I was thinking, when does she crop up in it? But of course, she doesn't. She was famous at the premiere in that dress, wasn't she? Elizabeth Hurley, 60 today. Many happy returns to all of them. You too as well, if you're celebrating. Here's a tanker. Thank you. Tango number 2 by Albeniz. That was the Ian Sutherland Concert Orchestra. A Dvorak one for the road before Lucy Coward appears at 4, around about half an hour. Before that on Classic FM, two that'll sound perfect if you're in total darkness or maybe have headphones on. Starting with the Polyphony Choir and the vocal arrangement of Barber's Adagio in just a minute.
Classic FM.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting an elephant from £5 a month, helping protect elephants from habitat loss and poaching. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt an Elephant and help bring our world back to life.
Happy Hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
When you're sure you know the answer. When it's on the tip of your tongue. When you beat the buzzer and the contestant.
Get in the bag.
How did you know that?
Naturally brilliant, I guess.
Yeah, modest too.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can play along with all your favourite quiz shows. Search TV licence together.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Works perfectly for us. The Nocturne from Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Love the ending of that. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra performing there. Before it, Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. Agnus Dei, the vocal arrangement. We had the Polyphony Choir under Stephen Layton. Just had a little peek ahead to After Five when Lucy's in her dawn chorus. Will be Voces 8, singing the music of Philip Stotford. If you're listening later. For today's One for the Road, just what you need on a Tuesday morning, most of the week ahead and feeling time's precious, but a clever Dvorak time management here, reusing a movement from an unpublished string quartet he'd written pre-fame and creating a new romance.
Thank you. Thank you.
was Anne-Sophie Mutter with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Dvorak's Romance in F minor. Warm and humid, highs of 23 for some parts today. Lucy Cowd has hot air from Bach to start with. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for your company this morning. I'll catch you very first thing tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Classic FM.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office. Guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds. With no health checks and a gift card worth £125. Plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover. Or hitting the open road! Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Kitchen. The Pentagon is sending 700 Marines to Los Angeles to tackle a wave of protests over immigration raids. Meanwhile, the California governor, Gavin Newsom, says Donald Trump has ordered a further 2,000 National Guard troops to the city. Rene Christian Moyer from the LA Tenants Union told us the response from the authorities changes nothing.
These are our communities. These are the places where we live, where we work, where we grew up, where we, you know, where we pass away, where we die, where we have all of our big family events. We are not going to let a foreign presence, in this case, the federal, you know, agents coming in from all across the country, trying to take away people in our communities.
The Conservatives say the government's U-turn on winter fuel payments is the most humiliating of all time. 9 million pensioners in England and Wales will now be eligible for the benefit, which is worth up to £300 a year. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says she can give it to more people this winter because the economy's in better shape. The government has committed more than £14 billion to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. The Treasury says the move will create thousands of jobs, but campaign groups claim ministers have not come clean about the full cost of the project. And Sly Stone, one of the pioneers of funk music, has died at the age of 82. As frontman for his band Sly and the Family Stone, the musician fused soul, rock and gospel to define the sound of the 1970s. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And just like that, Tuesday is upon us. Let's find some beautiful music to accompany. I'm Lucy.